And welcome, everybody, to episode 613 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I just got out of the shower a little bit ago. I came in fresh and clean for you guys today.
That sounds disgusting.
Don't I smell good?
I mean, usually, you know, you just have like...
Well, I had to scramble to get here, so I still stink. I need a shower.
Oh, Jesus. This is way too much information you guys are giving me about your showering habits, man. Like,
I thought you would be happy that I come in clean and prepare for the show.
Well, it's not like we can smell you, though.
I mean, we do have smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision doesn't exist widely yet.
It does. It does on this show. I mean, I can smell break from here.
I did you a favor by taking a shower. I mean,
yeah, he smells
it's
like
been a while.
Irish Spring, one of the greatest smells in the world.
Start again.
Yeah, you smell great.
So what are you using? Smell optic cables to smell?
Yeah, exactly, man. Direct into your nostrils. You know, you just put the optic cable directly into your nostril. Bathing aside, week been okay for you, Break?
I guess. Like, it's been another week with Trump, so, you know.
Well, I mean, that may be coming to an end here.
I hope so, because I just cannot take this piece of shit. I just can't take it anymore. It makes my head want to fucking explode.
Well, if you can't wait for Trump to be gone, wait till you get a load of Biden.
By the next election, Ohio has choice ranked voting.
I wished all of the United States had ranked choice voting, man. Like that's the way it should be. You know, this duopoly bullshit is nonsense. We've discussed it before, but enough bitching about politics and tell stinkos, gentlemen. Let's get into the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, start us off.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got information on the sales of Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth and Cyber Sleuth Another Story, or whatever the other one was called. Okay. Hacker's Memory, that's what it was called. Cyber Sleuth was first released on the PlayStation Vita in Japan on March 2015. Western release was in 2016 for the Vita and PS4. And Hacker's Memory came out about a year later, and then they did a dual pack for the Switch and PC. It has reached the 1.5 million mark.
Okay. That's a really big number for such a smaller... I really wouldn't consider Digimon a niche game, because Digimon is actually fairly big, but that's pretty big number, pretty sizable. I'm actually slightly surprised.
I think it's noteworthy because most Digimon games sold in the West especially never reach that level.
Yeah. No, for sure. So maybe it's gaining traction over here too. I'd like to see the numbers here compared to the numbers, you know, overseas and in Japan and stuff. But that's big news. It's good.
Turns out if you make a good Digimon game, people will buy it.
Yeah. Make good games and people will buy them for sure. But of course, people will buy shitty games too. You know, so
yeah, and good games sometimes get overlooked.
So. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and the game is good despite looking visually rough and dated.
You know what was an overlooked game that didn't sell quite as much as what they were planning was that Riddick game. Butcher Bay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that game.
Yeah, that was a good game. Yeah.
That was a great game.
I mean, the game was definitely a game that not only was built to spec for the Vita and then upported, but it also was a budget title for the Vita.
Yeah. Okay, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Why School Heroes, Bustlin' School Life launches physically in Japan on December 17th.
I like that name, man. That's really cool. It's like you're always hustling. Like in high school, how you always like hustle to get to your next class and stuff. Hustling, yeah, and
this
bustling.
This is a Yokai Academy game.
Yeah.
The game was originally planned to have a simultaneous physical and digital release, just like many other games. However, perhaps in light of the global circumstances this year, Level 5 decided to release it digitally first, with the physical releases coming later.
Yeah.
The upcoming physical releases will include content added through the post-digital release updates. It will consist of not only the first DLC, which added new characters, story episodes, and multiplayer mode. It was supplied to the Switch version on September 30th and will be included on the digital PS4 launch. It will even include the newly revealed upcoming second update DLC that will add even more story episodes as well as multiplayer-focused missions. That sounds cool.
Yeah. It's from publisher and developer Level 5, which we'll have news about later on in the news. But, yeah.
The digital version's coming out on October 29th.
I hope this game is coming to the West, so you don't have to worry about it not coming to the West.
I hope this game does good because it's kind of a departure from the norm, but there you go. Anything else on that, Eric?
No, not really.
All right, next story comes to us from rpgsite.net. Peach Sleaf Pirates is a pixel art relaxing island farming RPG. That's all we need is another farming RPG coming to PC in 2021. It
sounds like the worst pirates I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I know. It's like when you think of pirates, you're thinking of like, you know, on the open seas.
They're like the Straw Hats Light.
Yeah, exactly. Digirati usually doesn't put out the greatest of games, but lately they've been doing a little bit better. But this seems, I mean, if you just take the pirate element out of it, it may be okay if you just look at it.
So what are they, like stealing farmers food and stuff?
Yeah, they're still in like picks and like pitchforks and, you know, stuff like that, so they can like
I gotta say, when I think of pirates, I definitely think of like growing tomatoes.
Exactly. Well, maybe if they were like growing weed, that might be a different story. Like you could like expand the story, you know, with DLC to where they have to sell the weed illegally, like to other islands, and
that could be a fun game. Like you smuggle in the drugs and you have to avoid.
I could see that. That would be really, really cool. Of course, all before legalization, right? Like, you know.
I remember in Saga 2, which was called Final Fantasy Legend 2, its censorship was kind of hilarious because when you get to the Japanese world, you're in, I guess, old-style Japan, ancient Japan, like, setting. And they had trouble getting in imports. So it was, instead of smuggled opium, it was smuggled bananas. So I was thinking maybe it's still drugs. It's just that it's like they took the Star Wars route where they just called the drugs bananas.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, they have to get around certain
things. Because spice is a type of drug. And it's like you're a spice runner, you're a drug runner.
Yeah, pretty much. There's some interesting things in this game. Let me read the key features real quick. Uncover the secrets of the island, which that's nothing new. Grow and harvest island crops. That's cool. Battle through the temple. Explore the many floors of a mysterious jungle temple to find riches and rewards. But be ready for a fight. The temple is home to a lot of not-so-friendly creatures waiting to mob you from every direction. And here's the one that caught my eye, guys. Raise bizarre animals. Bees make honey. Hens lay eggs. Dino flies? What do dino flies do? So that's the thing that might be set this
Teeth.
Game apart.
Gross.
Yeah. Master unique skills.
No, dino flies. You said dino.
Dino, tomato.
I thought
tomato.
You said dental flies.
Dental flies. That's what I said. Dino flies, whatever. You guys know what I'm saying. I mean, it's just different. You know, you're able to, like, raise different animals. Research, crafting, and recipes, which is pretty standard. So that's the one thing that I think would be kind of cool. It's like, you know, you have bees and stuff, and then you raise different type animals to get you different type of stuff. So
if these hens are laying eggs, does that mean they're trans?
I want to know, like, since they're pirates, do you have to, like, raid the other farms and stuff like that?
I mean, that would...
Do you wheel your cannonballs up to the farm next door, like, oh, fire!
Or maybe these farms are on sea.
What makes these pirates is what I want to know. I don't really think they're pirates. There's no looting. There's nothing, you know. No patent.
They steal patents.
Exactly. All right, Eric, on that note.
Under free time, they're hacking online.
Exactly. They're like pirating other games and shit. Okay. We talked about Digimon earlier. Eric, tell us about Digimon again.
Digimonster 5 has been delayed to 2021.
Okay. Yeah. Another.
No, it's not just COVID. I'm sure it's because of quality assurance, which it already had problems with. So I'm wondering if this game will actually come out at some point.
Them fix it, and or if it's not fixable, then not come out. Then, you know, it come out and be a bad game.
I think at this point they should just heavily rework it from the ground up.
Yeah, probably. It might be the best thing to do, because this game's been plagued with those type of issues. So
look at Blizzard and Ghost. Like, they got so far along with that project, but they realized at a point, like, this game's just not fun.
Yeah,
you know, it's not up to our standards, so they just killed it.
No, I agree with those decisions sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's like, if it's not fun, if it's not, you know, if it's not going
to
bring...
Then again, maybe Microsoft was just too hard to appease.
Well, maybe.
That's also another thing that might be...
That's a possibility, but, I mean, they obviously didn't...
They canceled that Platinum game, Dragonbound.
Yeah, and that was the one I was really disappointed that they canceled that one, because that one looked really good, but... You know, whatever. All right, next story, Breakman.
Oh, speaking of delays, coming to us live from RPG site, Chris Tales has been delayed to 2021.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, another delay. It's it's sad, but like I'm with Breakman. Take your time. You know, especially during this pandemic season, like you really make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's before you
And there's a lot of working remotely and stuff like that, and a lot of people are used to being able to walk to the person they're working with and ask them a simple question, you know.
Yeah.
It's not as easy to work together.
Right. The art style on this Chris Tales was the one thing that I was kind of looking forward to. It had kind of like a paper, like layered paper feel to it. I don't know. I can't explain it. It just looked really, really cool. So take your time, get it done right, and let's move on. You know, let's get it here next year in all its glory, and it's even coming out on the PS5, it looks like, so, and the Xbox X and S. So you know, just get it right, and when it comes
when is the Xbox S&M coming out?
S&M, I'm waiting for that edition too, man. The leather bound edition.
Next generation Xbox.
the leather bound edition, Breakman.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. With the one with the dog collar, you know. Ball and gag.
Get it to start.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Breakman, I think it's your. It's Eric's turn next.
No, it's actually yours, but
Is it mine? Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I was talking about level 5 earlier. It's basically halted operations in North America, according to GameIndustry.biz.
You skipped another one.
Yeah, you skipped the story.
What did I skip?
You skipped.
I added it at some point.
Oh, come on, Eric.
I'll read that when you're done. I'll read it.
Okay. So the level 5 thing I talked about earlier, it's like not going to be non-existent. And this is really sad news for me, because level 5 was...
It doesn't mean we won't get level 5 games. It just will be that much harder to probably get them, because if they don't have a U.S. intermediary to communicate with other companies, then it's going to take longer for localizations to happen.
Yeah, that's the thing that's sad to me. And level 5 was the people that brought us the greatest game of all time, Dragon Quest
VIII.
But
to be honest, the only things they actually did on their own were like some mobile titles.
No, I understand that. But back in the day, they did Dragon Quest VIII, which gave them a huge pass on my part for a long time. But
so, like publishers I'd like to pick up their slack would be XSEED, Nintendo. Nintendo is probably going to continue to. I'm pretty sure Yo-Kai Watch 4 is still going to come out. It's going to be published solely by Nintendo.
Yeah, All right. All right, who's doing the next story? Was it you?
I got it. Coming to us live from RPG site, Game Deck delayed to 2021. So this is like a delay fest going on tonight. Yeah. And Schwarz Studios has announced that the adaptive cyberpunk RPG Game Deck will now launch for PC in 2021 as well as the Switch. So there you go.
All right, another delay. You know, what can you say about it? I mean, this has been a weird year in general. I know these publishers are actually taking the high road for the most part and not blaming COVID, but how could it not be the main reason that most of these games are delayed? I know some are quality issues, but most of them are just, logistical.
I mean, they wrote a letter, but...
Yeah. Well, if you're indie, it's probably definitely because of COVID.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Okay, Neo's DLC, second DLC, Darkness in the Capital, is out now. And okay. That's all there really is, unless you want me to talk about what the DLC entails.
No, I was just kind of taking a look at the trailer for it. It looks interesting. I mean, Neo 1 is a great game. It's hard as hell. I would even venture to say...
I heard a lot of people were kind of soured on 2 because I think they went a little too hard on the difficulty on 2.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That might just be people not wanting challenges anymore.
Well, they can retro put in an easier mode later if it becomes too big of a deal. But
they won't.
Eric, let me finish. Let me finish my thought before you chime in. I honestly think that the first one in playing, and you know, I did play all the Souls games as much as I could, and I think Neo was actually harder than Dark Souls, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's just the way that they're, you know, the actions that you're doing are just a little bit different, so it throws me off a little bit, but I honestly think Neo's a harder game.
The game prioritizes your prison of shame above all else. Like, if your back is turned to the enemy, you're pretty much dead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough game. It really is.
It says this DLC adds that fist as a new weapon type, which is interesting.
Okay.
So I wonder if there's going to be like fist arts where you can do like Hadouken type of shit.
Like a monk class type thing where you're not using weapons. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, some people like to make games even more challenging by not using weapons. Like I've seen Dark Souls.
Well, I'm sure they'll still use weapons. They'll probably be like golems or something.
Yeah, I've seen Dark Souls runs with people just using nothing but this. So, you know, it's just, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. If you ever get a chance to check out Dante Ravioli on YouTube, he does like Resident Evil runs with just his fist or, you know, just, you know, stuff like that. I find that stuff pretty interesting. But hold, Eric,
there's also new
this is like the sixth though. Time in a row you interrupted me, dude. six times.
Sorry.
No, I was still talking while you just interrupted.
To be fair, like, I have to interrupt you to get in and get a word in sometimes, too. Like, just to be fair.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
I interrupt you a lot because it's hard sometimes to get a word in.
Okay. All right, what were you saying, Eric?
I only interrupt Frank because he often goes rambles and then he forgets I had something more to say.
Yeah, you know, you just interrupt, you son of a bitch. All right, let's move on. Whose turn is it next?
See, this is what I mean. I have more to say, and you're like,
okay, go ahead, Eric. What do you have to say?
I don't care.
Eric?
It's my turn now.
No, hold on, Eric. What were you gonna say?
Just kidding.
I said there's also a new difficulty level called Dream of the Wise, and then there's also, which also brings back the ethereal rarity levels for weapons and armor. And the ethereal was a rank in the first Neo, and technically there's a rank above that called Dragon, but it's really just the highest spec version of ethereal.
Yeah.
And it has specific properties attributed to them. So.
Certain games, I can understand why they put like harder modes into, but like honestly, like why does Dark Souls or Neo or games like that need an even harder mode? Like, I mean,
because there are people out there who are fucking fantastic at games. Not us.
Also,
you know, they're
also one last thing is you. You can also fight Ren Hayabusa, the Heian era ancestor of Ninja Gaiden's Ryu Hayabusa, who was in the DLC of the last game.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he was just kind of there. That's kind of cool. Now they have a historical reason for him being there. It's not him, it's his ancestor.
Okay.
Just kind of hanging out. Yep. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, how's it going? Freak Five's in chat, and he's immediately exiled. So, there you go. Okay, I think it's your turn, Break.
Hello? I come to us live from RPG site. Excuse my mispronunciation of Chinese language, but Zhang Wan Sword 7 releases for Steam on October 29th.
That's their version of
Don Juan.
That's
actually passable.
This is a Taiwanese-developed RPG.
The funny thing is, Frank was probably trying to make a joke, but he's actually right.
Yeah, it's Don Juan, man.
Well, it's their version of Don Juan.
Chinese version of Don Juan. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyways, it's a long series of Taiwanese-developed RPGs. Really, it's the seventh game, and you think we didn't know it was a long-running series. Chinese Stories and Mythology. It's the newest entry in the series supporting English subtitles, only the second game in the franchise to do so after 2015's. So, there you go.
I think the sixth game released on Steam a while back.
Yeah. Thicker is in chat, and Bernie's in chat.
The last one. And it's like the only one in the series that, other than this one, that has been localized.
Everybody so. Say, hi Bernie, hi Freak, hi
And Thicker. I heard it was actually pretty
hi,
good.
Hi Bernie, hi Freak, hi
Thicker.
Hi.
What?
She says hi. Thicker is in chat.
Thicker.
Yeah. Thicker. Yeah. Bernie...
So this game will be out on October 29th on Steam. So there you go. If you're waiting for it on PlayStation 4, it'll be December 10th in Asia. But Xbox One is still planned. But God knows when we're going to get it over here.
I mean, it couldn't be more of a blatant Dark Souls type game than, you know, if they tried. But
you're playing as Don Juan this time. Like, you got to stop and hook up with the ladies.
Yeah, that's cool. And I did
see legendary lover, Don Juan.
Yeah.
The only thing I have the problem with, and apparently this is also an issue with the previous game, is that the English is a little rough. I mean, it's grammatically correct, but sometimes it's phrased poorly.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Chinese language is so complex, man. It's hard to get a good translation of Chinese.
Well, that's because you're not getting you're getting localizers that are from China.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
English is their first language.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like Nintendo back in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly, Break, man, exactly. It looks okay, man. Like it's got a co-op Dark Souls feel to it, so there's that. I mean,
does anybody remember Super Mario Sunshine's Japanese release having Shine Get at the end of whenever you pick up a Shine?
I don't
remember that, actually.
Yeah.
It was not in the U.S. release, but
yeah.
People passed info on around the internet. So
I remember the jokes about it. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next story. This is actually pretty interesting. Atlus outlines DLC offerings for Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne HD Remaster. So October 29th. Is it? Oh, so this is already out in Japan, right? Yeah. Or it's coming.
I think, it only came out this week.
Okay. The DLC is going to include Merciful Difficulty, which, oh god, the game is really hard to begin with. Maniacs Pack, option to replace Raidu with Dante. Raidu's cool too. I don't know why that's such a big deal. Young Master's Pity, a map where you can farm grimoires as level up items. That's cool. Lord's
Expectations. More farming for.
Yeah.
What?
Are you there, Break? You kind of broke up a little bit. Did we lose Break? Oh,
Skypes.
There we go. You're back.
It's been weird. I was saying, first we have pirates farming, now we have warriors farming. What the hell?
Well, I think farming as in farming levels, you know, like...
Yeah. Oh,
Lord's Expectation, a map where you can farm items that are sold for lots of money. So that's... I mean, I guess...
Yeah. I guess that solves the game's money issues. If you need money, just... hit up that DLC.
Yeah.
Well, if you need money, you grow pot plants.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, in a pinch. I mean, I'm not saying
I wonder how many demons in the apocalypse of Nocturne actually did weed or whatever.
BGM packs that can change the overworld exploration and battle BGMs to that of the following. SMT 1, 2, 4, and 4 final. So I guess that's okay. Puzzle game.
Apocalypse for U.S. people.
Puzzle game, a mini game available to play at Asakusa. If you clear all 20 stages, you can earn a certain useful item. Gravestone Space, a room containing graves named after previously defeated bosses. That's fun. New Game Plus. And a suspend save. You can save anywhere.
I was kind of hoping that grave thing let you refight them if you wanted.
You can save anywhere using a suspend saves. So that's cool as well. It's set for release this week in Japan in spring 2021 here in the States. I'm excited. I had the original Nocturne, and it was hard. That's all I got to say. It was really, really difficult, but fun. Really, really fun. So, okay.
I hope the suspend saves work more like the DS versions of Dragon Quest 4 through 6, where it, instead of being a temporary save file, it's permanent.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Eric, you're up next.
Hold on. Let me open it. I need to close this. It's taking a while. But The Outer Worlds for Steam arrives next week on the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
So a week from now.
Well, there you go. If you're waiting for the Outer Worlds, there you go. Outer Worlds has gotten a lot better from what I hear since it first came out. So Outer Worlds, good game. Good game. So,
and Steam, if you have an Xbox One, you can play on the Xbox Game Pass, I think. It might have left Game Pass, but I'm not sure. Maybe I'm thinking some other game.
Oh, that sucks if it did, because I heard
or it's leaving, so you might have like a week or so left on.
Yeah. All right, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy VIII Switch Twin Pack and Final Fantasy VIII Remastered PS4 physical copies are coming to the West because Square Enix is never done mining the Final Fantasy franchise.
Never.
Like,
never.
Seriously, like, let's see how many times we can re-release the same games.
Yeah.
I mean, these are remastered copies, but still, like, they already released them online.
Square decided the sales of the digital versions were great enough that they could afford to spend money because they're tired of being cheap, I guess. Because, hey, we're making money. Might as well do this so we can make more money.
Yeah, somebody convinced them this is a way to make more money. Is exactly what happened.
I mean, I was going to say the dual pack looks interesting on the Switch. That's something
I just wonder if 8 Remastered has got numerous fixes that make it more palatable for me, because not having rumble, not having proper analog control, and the various bugs and glitches that exist in that version of the game, and the poor performance worse than the PS1 original.
No, they didn't go through all that trouble, Eric. Come on now.
I think they at least fixed the frame rate issues.
Maybe.
And the bugs, but yeah. The other stuff.
Yeah, not so much.
These are my two least favorite Final Fantasies. I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't know if the remasters are worth my time.
I agree with you, actually, Break. The remaster of 7 looks interesting on you know, I think it's only, is it only on the PS4?
No, it's on the Switch and the Xbox One.
The Final Fantasy 7?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it came to Game Pass.
Oh, well, that's good for the Xbox, but it's on the Switch?
Yeah.
Wow, it probably took a huge.
That's what I was saying. They mine their old franchises. Like, they keep re-releing.
Well,
I don't know how many times I've thought
they're. Is Strength thinking of remake? Because this is not remake.
The remake. That's what I'm saying.
Oh no, Frank. These are the remastered. This is remember when they went back and like touched up the face of Squall and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, only 8 actually remastered.
Yeah, only 8 got remastered. That's what I kind of got.
So yeah. Is this any improvements to the original 7 then? I mean, is this...
Well,
no.
From what I can tell, Final Fantasy 9 and 8 at least will receive some visual improvements on the Xbox Series X, because they're going to run natively at 4K, because every game on that console is going to run natively at 4K.
Yeah,
without the need for developers to take advantage of PS5's boost mode.
9 needs to be remade. Like, if ever there was one that needs to be remade, it's 9. Like, 8 I didn't care for too much. 7, meh. You know, I mean, I know why 7 gets all the accolades. You know, it's a very important game and stuff, but for me it's just meh. You know,
at the time, the videos in 7 were just mind-blowingly impressive. Even though the rest of the graphics throughout the game were like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Why were they, like, short and squat a moment ago, and now they're, like, people? Like, yeah. What's going on?
I find it very odd that the PS4 is getting a physical copy of just 8, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of Final Fantasy, let's move on.
I didn't give you the date. It's going to be December 4th.
Okay. So. The next big news is Final Fantasy IX Switch physical copies heading to Asia. I don't know if we're going to get them here, but I'm assuming because that's a...
At least months later.
It would depend on how well these sell, I think.
Yeah.
Like I said, they repackage their old games. And
yeah.
I know I've rebought Final Fantasy games before. I'm sure everybody has.
Yeah, of course. And 9 would be one I would be interested in if they... ever did a proper remake like 7, a la 7. But 9's a great game, guys.
All of 7's done.
I think 9 is...
9. I would like 9 and 12 are the two I really need to get a hang of.
Yeah, I think 9 is one of the most underrated.
Aren't all those on Game Pass right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm playing other games. I only have so much time.
Freak 5's got another exile coming to him. He says the dog is telling Frank sometimes it likes peanut butter not smeared on Frank's junk. How dare you? I've never once done that.
That's why it's not barking the rest of the time.
How dare you? How dare you, Breakman? Don't buy into his nonsense, Breakman.
Oh, I thought I muted myself.
Don't encourage him, you son of a bitch. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got from Silicon Era, a site we haven't talked about in a while. But Analog Duo all-in-one NEC system will launch in 2021. So this is from the Analog company that does the really expensive, hardware remasters of old consoles, which let you play with the actual cartridges and shit.
That's interesting. That's cool.
It says it launched sometime in 2021 for $200, which is actually a fairly cheap deal when you consider how much the Turbo Minis are going for and how they only play the games that are on the thing. And this will let you play everything. And it'll probably be able to be jailbroken at some point, so you can just throw ROMs on it.
I mean, if that's what people are waiting for, just get one of those, Raspberry Pi thingamabobbers and just play anything you want, pretty much. But, okay, looks cool. It's got a decent price tag, I guess, but okay. All right.
The only Turbo CD that I actually have is the PC Engine version of Lords of Thunder.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
And people... I got that when it was really cheap. Now it's expensive.
Other than
Never even seen one.
Yeah, other than collectors, I don't even know, you know.
Yeah.
You know who has any of those games? All right, break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Marvel's Avengers, Kate Bishop, and PS5. Wait, Marvel's Avengers, Kate Bishop, and PS5 and Xbox Series X versions delayed. Wow. Okay. That's the way it's written.
The game's DLC delayed. And the two other versions of the game.
Yeah.
So there you go. They won't make the holiday launch. Sorry, everybody. I was looking forward to that. You know, the two people who are still playing the game.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's a great point.
Who wants to play Marvel's Avengers?
I, you know what? Like, even when this game...
It is Marvel's Anthem. I put it in the list. It's basically Anthem.
Everybody that saw the trailer had pretty much the same reaction. This isn't Avengers. Like, it... I mean, not only did they deviate way too much from the designs of the movies, and I think that was their big mistake to begin with. Like, the gameplay...
I think you can blame Disney for that.
The gameplay is what really killed it. Like, nothing looked impressive about that game at all.
Online community's dwindled online. I don't know how it is on the consoles, but online it's almost gone.
It's like less than 1,000 people, I think, man. Like, it's just
the game, I think there was a really good single-player campaign game that they built a multiplayer on top of, and then the development was split, so then it ended up ruining everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Great planning there. Good job, Squinix.
Freak 5 is exiled again. You son of a bitch, man. You son of a bitch. Okay, I'll do the last story here, guys. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Hajimari no Kiseki soundtrack will be released on December 16th, 2020. So,
and if you're like curious about the soundtrack, you can always go to the Falcom Music Channel on YouTube and look at the rips that they've done for the game.
Yeah.
If you like those rips, you can buy the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So make sure strategy of theirs.
Yeah, make sure if you like it, you buy it, because that's how we get, you know, more and more soundtracks. Kind of an underrated thing. We talk about extras on video games all the time, but what about just buying soundtracks? You know, like sound soundtracks to certain games. Like, there's certain music that we all really, really want
to
hear.
I'd love to be able to go on the, I guess iTunes is defunct anymore. I don't know how you're supposed to buy music, because I'm old. But, you know, like, I wish you'd be able to download all music.
Yeah, exactly.
Spotify usually sells music.
iTunes still sells music, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's just a little different.
But, it's part of Apple Music Store.
Yeah, Apple Music. Yeah. Okay, so that is the news, gentlemen. We finally got through all the news. Discounts, I don't have very many discounts. I know Sony and Microsoft just came out with a couple new sales. They're all pretty much the same games for the most part. I think that is a turkey, Freak 5 says. Three comments in a row give me a strike of getting exiled. No, nice. It's just your comments give you exiles. That's pretty much the deal. So, although I won't exile you for that comment. That was actually fairly thoughtful.
I love getting a turkey. That doesn't happen often for me, but when I get one, it's satisfying.
Isn't that like three strikeouts in a row or something?
No, it's bowling. It's three strikes.
Okay, three strikes. Okay.
Oh, these are bowling.
It's a good
terms.
Thing. It's not a bad thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a bad thing. Okay, yeah. Like three gutter.
The birdie's a bad thing, and that's golf.
No, birdie's a good thing.
Birdie's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing, but I think it's like not as good as the goodest thing. Well,
yeah, hole in one
is
the best.
Yeah, I mean, hole in one, nothing's as good as a hole in one, but a birdie is a good thing.
Yeah. It's bogeys is what you're thinking of.
Par is good.
Yeah, bogey is what you're thinking of, or double bogeys or triple bogeys or whatever.
Oh, ouch, yes.
Yeah. Okay, but there is still that CD Keys discount. Like, I've never had a problem. I bought like three years of PS Plus there, so I mean I haven't had any issues, but you know, take your chances there. Same games, like I said, on Xbox and PlayStation. Nintendo doesn't have anything worth noting as far as I could tell. Breakman, should I hit your music?
I wish.
Nothing this week for Breakman. Yeah. Darn it. Maybe next week. Send Breakman questions.
How can we save the world if you don't ask us how?
Yeah, at RP Grinders. Hold on, Bernie wants to say something.
I have a question for Breakman.
Oh, okay. Okay. Should I hit your music, Breakman?
Yes, you have to hit the music.
Your music, Breakman. All right, Bernie, what is your question for Breakman?
Okay. Best way to murder your boss without getting caught.
Oh, that sounds like a loaded question, and there's got to be motive for that.
The best way. Wow, there's so many ways to do it. The best way, though. The best way, you have to do it where you're not going to get caught by, you know, security or things like that, or a camera. You also have to make sure you get rid of the body completely, which means don't dump it in a river or bury it. Oh, that's the worst, burying.
What about the middle of the middle of a lake or like a ocean, something like that?
Yeah, but the thing with that, well, the ocean's good. The ocean is good, but lakes are not so much, because the body could wash up on land.
Oh, that's true too.
What you need is good hacksaw tools, enough to chop the body up.
Gross.
You fill the bathtub with acid or lime?
Lye, yeah.
Yes, okay. Thank you. And that will dissolve the body parts.
Mm-hmm. Straight down the drain. Great.
Yeah,
what do you do for cleanup? Because, you know, they got like luminol and all that stuff to like tell if there's like blood and stuff. Like, what do you do in that case?
Bleach. Bleach will be your best friend, I'm telling you.
Bleach.
You can't get the stains out no matter how hard you try. So you've got to be able to get rid of the clothing. You don't want to burn it in a fireplace in your home. What you want to do is sneak into a neighbor's home and burn it in their fireplace.
Sneak into a neighbor's home. Okay.
Not a close neighbor. I shouldn't say that. You know what? A neighbor's probably a bad idea. Sneak into, like, somebody in a neighboring town's home and blame it on them. Burn it in their fireplace. And don't be an idiot. Make sure they've got an actual fireplace first. I mean, Jesus Christ. Do your homework.
Yeah, and don't do the Santa Claus thing. You know, don't go down the chimney.
No, if
thing.
You do that, you deserve what you get.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to go down the chimney like Santa Claus and spend the rest of your miserable days suffocating and dying of starvation in a chimney, go ahead. It's on you.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me see here. So anyways, get rid of the body. Gotta get rid of the clothing. We're saying here that the murder weapon. Okay. Now what you want to do? Well, I should ask, how did you want to kill the boss? That's an important question we didn't get to.
How did you want to kill the boss? Well, that's what she's asking you, Brickman. What's the best, most efficient way?
How to get rid of the evidence.
Oh,
like that,
I got you. I got
you. The best way to murder the boss too.
Yeah.
Well, guns are easy, but
messy.
I mean, yeah, it gets the job done and everything, but there's no satisfaction, is there?
So, I always thought that it would be kind of cool to like get like a big like vat of hot water or something, and just like Halloween 2 style, push your.
Yeah.
Yeah, something
That'd
like that.
That'd be cool, but it leaves too much evidence.
Ah, that's true too, man. Too much skin.
That kind of gives away, like, what do you have a vat there for, sir? officer, it's some Halloween
hot
decoration.
Tub. Of course, yes. It's a hot tub.
It's a gigantic beer stein.
A beer stein? Just fill it with beer after the crime is done. That's awesome.
Oh, and Freak 5 has a great great advice here. Actually, he recommends to bury a dead animal 3 feet above your boss's corpse. This is if you bury the body, of course. If you're going to do it right, there shouldn't ever be a body left. So when the police dog tracks your boss's corpse, they will stop digging when they find a dead animal, thinking that is what the police dog sent it on.
Ooh, that's actually really smart. But what kind of animal would it be? It'd have to be something pretty significantly big.
Yeah, you can't do like a small animal because the dog is going to smell past that and get to the dead body, you know. You want something like a bear.
Ooh,
or a walrus.
Yeah. Those are pretty readily available in Colorado, walruses. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't help that you don't have a walrus in your backyard like everybody else, Frank. Jeez. So anyway, back to the killing. Let me see here. Knives are fun. That's always a good way to do it.
Knives. Pretty messy, man.
Yeah. I mean, but it's fun though. Yeah, but you're right. It is messy. Let's see. The best way to get rid of
cyanide. Cyanide, maybe.
What's it?
Cyanide.
Yeah, poison's always an effective method, but again,
that's kind of a delayed one.
If you're slowly poisoning them, however, that's kind of fun because then you can sit there and eat with them while they're taking the poison, and you kind of laugh and smile and giggle a little as you watch them slowly getting sicker and sicker.
Freak 5 says a deer. Put a deer on top.
Deer. There you go. Yeah, they have those things in Colorado.
Yeah, but how many
right?
deer are buried though? You know, like why would a deer be buried?
What the fuck do you think that deer do if they're dead?
Well, that's true.
What else are they going to do? Just leave the carcass? Of course deer dig holes and bury their dead.
Yeah,
just like every other animal in this world.
They do dig with their hooves pretty good, so yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
No, they don't need shovels, which is, you would think they would need a shovel, but no, you're right. They dig with their hooves. Let me see here. So poisoning, hanging it's a fun one because you can watch. But that's only if they die slowly, because sometimes you hang them and sometimes the head will pop right off and it's over right away.
What about like a creative one, like getting like a big like not a pipe, but like like one of those conduit things, and putting like you're turning on the car and like sticking one end on the thing and then another one to the bedroom and like plugging up all like the holes that go into their room and just stick a pipe of carbon monoxide in there? Carbon monoxide poisoning, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of fun. Another one that would be really fun would be to booby trap their car.
Like with a bomb? Yeah.
Yes. Blow up their car. I mean, that's always an awesome way to do it. You got to be careful about cutting the brake lines because you don't want to make it look like you cut them.
So yeah, just like like halfway cut them or something, like, you know.
You kind of want to mangle them. You don't want to use a knife.
Mangle them, yeah.
Yeah, like you want to use it like it looks like it was chewed through by a squirrel or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Okay, I can see that one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Let me see here. What else do we have? Strangulation, poison, gun, knife, explosion. Drowning is still on there. Skydiving, of course, you could get them to go skydiving and give them a wrong parachute, you know, like an Acme cartoon, like where they go to pull out their parachute and instead they get an anvil.
Yeah, that the old anvil in the parachute trick, that's a good one. I like that one. Like, hey, let's go skydiving, boss, and then you know,
this is a team building thing for us, boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, boss. Mine is just as heavy as yours.
Right. Freak Five says if your boss has an allergy, find ways to introduce the allergen to your boss. Yeah, like a bunch of bees in the office. You know, that would work. You know.
You take them to like a sushi place if they are allergic to shellfish.
Right.
Of course, tell them it's not a sushi place.
No, I got something even better. Like you prepare like tacos, and on the top you got like regular taco meat, but like below you like put all the sushi. You know, like below the meat.
So gross. But yeah. Okay, yeah, that'll probably work.
Yeah.
Let me see. So that's
gotta mask the taste somehow. You know.
Yeah. Drowning can be a fun one because that can, depending on how long they can hold their breath, you can enjoy it longer.
Enjoy it longer.
What?
What about the old, we're on top of the roof and whoops, my boss just fell off the side of the building type thing. You know, darn it.
We're out of a window if you're in a tall building.
Yeah, exactly.
Those windows are supposed to be unbreakable. Yeah, I know. It's the damnedest thing. He still tripped and fell out of it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
Okay, let me see. We've discussed how to get rid of the body, getting rid of the evidence. The murder weapon. Yeah. If it's a gun, you want to make sure you can – it's not tracked back to you. So you obviously have to steal it or buy a black market.
Yeah, and scratch off the serial number type thing.
Well, I mean, if you buy a black market, you won't have to do that. They've done that for you. Yeah. I mean, a good seller, obviously, you know. Do your homework.
Right, you got to do your homework first, yeah.
You don't want a bad black market dealer, you know.
Exactly, you want the best.
Things go wrong that way.
And don't be afraid to spend extra on it either, you know. But
the number one thing, and the number one thing you do, or actually, it's a list of three things you should never do. One is you don't tell anybody.
Okay, that's
two, you never write anything down. And three, you don't take pictures.
And four, plausible deniability. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you can get an alibi, that's a good thing, too. But as long as you don't have any evidence saying that you conspired to do it and stuff like that,
right.
I mean, that's helpful because these things are always planned and cops are always looking for evidence that's planned. So, no.
I think that's very sound advice, Breakman. Anything else, Breakman?
Good luck. You know, have fun killing your boss, or you know, I'm sure if you find another creative way that you want to do it, let me know. We appreciate that here at RP Grinders. We love hearing stories.
At RP Grinders, if you have your own murder fantasy stories, you can send them to Breakman at RP Grinders. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you would enjoy that, Breakman.
And I'll make sure to not tell the police.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's good to have friends that won't rat. You know.
Exactly.
All right, we need to move on, man. God, that was a little too real for my taste, right, man.
Snitches get switches.
Yes, exactly, Eric. Snitches get stitches, you know, so there you go.
I said switches.
Oh, yeah, switches. Yeah, there you go. Have a friend seduce your boss's spouse so the police think the spouse did it. Yeah, see, there you go. That's pretty creative, Freak Five. And you know.
Yeah, but usually bosses have douchey wives too, and nobody wants to sleep with those douchey wives.
I guess.
Unless it's like a CEO boss, then they've got like a, you know, a wife who's like 40 years younger than them, and probably still in high school.
Yeah, I'm still in high school. Yeah, never mind. I'm not even going to go there, man. All right, we need to move on to what we've been playing.
inquiring minds want to know.
They really do, Breakman. What have you been playing?
A little bit more than Mario 35. It's a fun game. I'm playing that online. I like when I come in like the top five, not when I come in the bottom, because that's embarrassing.
Well, you are a bottom one, you know, when it comes to those things.
I shouldn't know you're going somewhere like that.
All right, what else, Breakman?
Doom Eternal, which is it's an interesting game because I like the fighting, the battles themselves are fun, mm-hmm. but then they're like platforming parts. They're not complicated platforming, but still like you know, you can fall in the lava and die type thing.
Like, Doom, what do you think this is, Hexen?
Yeah, like I don't really want those parts in the game, but when you're in an actual fight, like it's like, oh yeah, this is Doom. This is fun.
I mean, Doom is really good. I played that other Doom game, the last Doom game.
Is it still a shooty game, or are there like melee parts in it now?
There's melee. You know,
it's always been melee with Doom because the chainsaw's always been a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is this chainsaw more useful this time?
No, because you need gas frequently for the damn thing.
Yeah. Okay, so that hasn't changed from Doom 2016.
Wyland joined chat. Welcome, Wyland. Thanks for joining.
It's like there's a bunch of enemies here that look like they belong in a Souls game.
Yeah, I mean the enemy design is really good. It's just the level design is really like dark and gothic and hellish and. It's cool. It's just the platforming elements are stupid. And then I hate when the stage has, like, in the middle of a battle fight, like, there's lakes of lava and shit like that. So you're just trying to dodge an enemy fire, and next thing you know, you're dead from lava. Like, fucking shit, goddamn cocksucking mother...
Doom has always had those stupid platforming bullshit kind of things in it, you know, where you have to jump from one area to another.
You're right, they have, but it's still... Those are the not fun parts of the game. The blowing shit up, shooting the monsters, that's the fun part.
Wyland says, talking about Doom Eternal. Yes, in fact, we were, Wyland. Yes, we were. Breakman's been playing it. So it's a good game, for sure, from what I've seen. I mean, the last game was fantastic. So, but you're right, the platforming shit kind of sucks, man. The dumbest thing ever.
Says, yes, the platforming Eternal is the dumbest thing ever in it. Yes, I 100% agree. Everything else about the game is fun.
Yeah.
When you're fighting bad guys, you're fighting monsters. There's a, you know, you can't be complacent because there could be a monster coming at you from any other end and stuff like that. And just switching between your weapons and the different upgrades and power-ups for those weapons and just... Oh, it's so much fun! And then you get to these platforming parts. So there's like,
I still need to play Doom 2016 before I play that.
Well, I mean, you're always on the move in Doom. Like you can never stay really in one place. Like you know, that's kind of the whole point. I'll never get that game over a 7 out of 10 because of it. Wyland says,
I can definitely see that because the platforming shit is so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
for instance, a lot of it is their bars, and you'll go. They call them monkey bars, so like you get on them and you jump off of those to dash to another one. You can latch onto certain walls and climb those and then dash over to another monkey bars and all while you're trying not to fall.
You know, if they made the platform more like platforming more like the parkouring of something like Mirror's Edge, it probably would have worked, but...
Yeah.
I mean, games like Titanfall 2 had like platforming stuff in them. That's a first-person shooter. And it worked great in that game.
That's a great example, Breakband. Titanfall 2 is probably one of the most underrated games of all time. If I'm going to play a first-person shooter, it's going to be something like that or Bioshock or, you know, stuff like that. But, it's a good point, Breakband. Good point.
Hell, Half-Life 2 probably had better platforming than Doom Eternal does.
Yes, it did.
All right, anything else, Breakband?
Even though Half-Life 2 has a lot of stupid, like, small platform walking and shit like that I really fucking hate.
Yeah.
But this one just, why are they in there moments? Like, why is this, like, why are you taking, is this just because you wanted to pad the game, make it go longer or something? Or did you think you were being really clever with it? Or I don't know.
Maybe it's just bad level design, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Freak5 says, oh boy, here we go. He's trying for trifecta now. Frank remembers platforming in real life, running and jumping through caves and jungles, trying to avoid dinosaurs. Yeah, just like Tarzan, man. Just like Tarzan.
Frank's actually the main character of Pitfall Harry, Pitbull.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? Yeah. How dare
Pitfall Harry Sr., he's dealing with dinosaurs and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea what. There you go. A little bit of Tarzan.
Let me guess, the first one was an accident?
No, it was just in the video of Tarzan yelling.
Wow.
I just pulled up the first. Bernie's exactly correct. She says Frank is a sexy Tarzan. So yes, there you go. Oh, yeah, you're going for the Canela, I guess, or whatever. Whatever, Freak Five. You're exiled again. That's what it is. So, all right. Anything else, Breakman, that you've been playing?
No.
Wyland says, ooh, you see the gameplay trailer for Rain in MK11. It's on my radar, Wyland. I was going to watch it today, but I got tied up in some other stuff. But I'm definitely going to look at that probably right after the show. It looked, from what I saw, just a little tiny glimpse, it looked really, really sexy. Just
really
like
hoping MK11 goes on sale for the holidays.
How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. He says Frank is more like George of the Jungle. How dare you?
No, you're more like Brendan Fraser's George as George of the Jungle.
You're like exiled, Eric, is what you are. Son of a bitch.
I was thinking Frank is more like Guitar Zan.
You're exiled too. God damn it, what is this? Exile? How dare you? How dare all of you, George of the Jungle?
Wait,
Jesus Christ.
You look like sexy Tarzan.
I'm not talking about you. I didn't exile you, but I'm thinking about it. How dare you?
I don't think Breakman knows about Mortal Kombat 11X or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't get the naming of
Ultimate.
I don't get the naming of all the Mortal Kombat games.
George of the Jungle.
I better not play too much. I'll get probably a copyright strike, and that'll piss me off even more. Ultimate, Wyland says. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I finished Super Mario Galaxy, and then I moved on to the new Super Mario Bros. U on the Switch, the DX. And I've been playing more of the game I can't really talk about yet still, because I think the preview embargo might have been lifted, but I didn't check, so I'm just not naming.
Yeah, okay. Anything else, Eric?
That's it.
Yeah. Freak Pie says he's been drinking Underground Mountain by Founders. He says it's an imperial brown ale brewed with Sumatra coffee and rat monkeys, aged in bourbon barrels. I don't get all that fucking fancy smancy shit. I drink Coors, man. That's what I fucking drink. I'm pretty simple when it comes to beer. I do like different beers, but I don't know. I think it gets too egalitarian when you get into all this. You know, it was brewed by the Sumatrans and, you know, under ideal temperatures with fog and, you know, the right
Which
humidity.
Which all sounds like bullshit, and I probably just made a drink.
All right. I've been playing, interestingly enough, I've been playing Guacamelee 2, which is a great little kind of Metroidvania type game with a lot of Mexican, you know, Spanish influence. And it's pretty good. I played a little bit of it. It's kind of hard, though. You know, I'm guessing I'm going to get a double jump at some point in the game. That's what it sorely lacks, is a double jump. But Bard's Tale Remastered is another game I've been playing, and I never played Bard's Tale to begin.
Guacamelee 2 doesn't get a double jump, but it does get like an uppercut that gives you extra height.
Well, so I get that. That's what I've been doing, using that uppercut. But damn, it sorely needs a double jump, man. I was kind of hoping that would be on later, but thanks for dashing
I think there is, but it's not quite a double jump. It's kind of like, you can use that, and then you can use something else, but it's not. It's never a true double jump.
Yeah,
sense.
It could use one for sure. Let's see. I'm trying to read chat here. But Bard's Tale Remastered is interesting. It's called the Snarky Edition or Resnarkle.
Is this the Cary Elwes Bard's Tale or a different one?
I think. Did Cary Elwes do the voice for it, or what are you talking about?
In one of Bard's Tale, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now I know. In addition to the uppercut, you can get the chicken form, and the chicken form gets the ability to do an air dash. So that's kind of like your double jump.
Yeah, Freak Five is exiled again, son of a bitch.
And you can do it multiple times too. So
yeah, well, that's like, cool. I mean, that'll work. It just needs something, but it's a good game. Bard's Tale Remastered is I'm about 3-4 chapters in, and it's really fun. Bard's Tale is a gem. If you guys don't, I got it.
A beer song in this one.
Yes, there's.
Okay, then yeah, that's the Cary Elwes one. Yeah, he's the bard.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, they remastered it, so it didn't sound like Cary Elwes to me, but maybe they redid the voice acting and stuff for reasons. But it's fun, man. It's a fun game. It's you know, it's different than what I expected. I thought it was going to be like a point-and-click type adventure because I got it in this humble bundle way back when on the PS5, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's definitely archaic, but it's not, you know, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's really fun. Wyland says, I need to put some of my horror-themed beer in the fridge. Yeah, Wyland, go for it. What if it was brewed by Naked Chicks? That would be really good. This one is 11.9. Holy shit, that's like fucking, holy hell, that'll get you drunk.
You want to get drink this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Does it come with a picture of the Naked Chicks? I mean, Freak Vibes is infatuated with the Naked Chicks. No, it comes with the naked pictures of naked dudes. Freak Vibe, USB drive with video of the Naked Chicks brewing the beer. That would be, there you go.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, you, I'm checking. Yeah, then it's still Cary Elwes.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, I didn't notice
and,
that.
And the narrator's Tony J.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's really fun. And it looks...
It's really funny, too.
Yeah, it is.
I have to get up on the Switch whenever I can.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. Like, it's sort of like a Diablo-type game, and I did not expect that. Bernie says, I bet you'd all drink that quote-unquote fancy beer. You're damn right I would. Does the brewery have tours? Oh, boy.
Especially,
man,
if they're naked and, like, you know, soaking each other and stuff.
Oh,
like that,
God, that would, I mean, you know, let's not exclude the ladies. Let's have naked dudes too, you know, gay, straight,
why?
Doesn't matter.
Why do you have to ruin everything? Why?
Hey, we got to do stuff with ladies on this show too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there you go.
I thought that's what we were for.
All right. Do you have a review break? Cause I don't see anything for me or Eric.
No, I've been busy. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Stinko of the Week, Breakman, you are up.
I need to write it.
Okay, we'll get to you, Eric. Go ahead, Break.
Okay, I've got a couple of them. Oh, you know, the world of Trump is always expanding, and he's always doing horrible things, and we know every single day it's been this and that and what another and, you know, everything else. Well, this year – or not this year. This time he's gotten somebody else into – he's roped another person into it. I didn't think there were still suckers out there. But And I was looking on Twitter and reading all his posts and his rationalization for it. And his rationalization is sound. But he is dealing with somebody who is absolutely corrupt, who does not keep his promises in any way. But for Ice Cube to be joining with the Trump train, just – wow. That was just a complete shocking
thing. Putting his anti-Semitic shit and it makes sense now. It's like, no his handlers weren't doing it. He's just garbage.
It makes sense in a different way, guys. Like, Ice Cube is a multi-millionaire. So, Of course he wants to keep those millions, you know? So it makes sense to me.
His rationalization, what happened was he was reaching out to both parties. He basically had an open invite to talk about, you know, doing better for the black community and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic Party didn't answer, but Trump, you know, reached out to him and obviously, you know, signed a deal and stuff like that. But you know better that Trump does not keep his promises. Like, fuck.
Yeah. But like, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, here's the thing, though, Breakman. Like, you just said it there. He reached out to both parties. And the only one willing to, you know, give an olive branch was Trump. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Yeah. Like it says that the Democrats are just as complicit. They don't give a fuck, which I'll get to in a minute. But go ahead, yeah. Blake. Sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, yeah, like I've never been a fan of the Democrats. We've talked about this many times. Not a fan of even party. Like they're just but Trump is a whole new thing, a whole new level of piece of shit to me. But
yeah,
anyway, just like it's just a huge shock to see, like, oh wow, one of my favorite rappers is now Trump supporter. What?
Yeah, I don't think he is in the grand scheme of things, but he is a big fan of his money, and yeah. From that point of view, it makes perfect sense that you would support Republicans.
So he's a shill.
That's all they do. But the Democrats are the same way. They just do it under the guise of being a little less racist.
Yeah.
And stuff. I mean, the millionaires and billionaires want to keep their money, and that's what it boils down to. So, you know, it makes sense to me, Brake.
Yeah, I know. It was still like, oh man, like with so many other celebrities have come out and said, you know, fuck Trump, basically.
Yeah, I know.
It's always shocking to see the ones that join him. Yeah, I mean, we but, all know. Like
even dumbass Kanye was like, Trump is stupid. He betrayed me.
Yeah. What else you got, Brake?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't pay his bills. He betrays everybody. All these rallies he holds across the country, he has yet to pay any city for the police services he's used to have these fucking rallies.
But that's his MO. He never paid his contractors that built his fucking buildings.
He's for anybody to fall into the trap now, just like either you're complicit or stupid.
Yeah, or you just deserve
it. Also, he only paid $750 on his taxes.
$750. Yeah. That's so disgusting. But anyways, what else you got, Breakman?
Oh, this week, Reds legend died. Joe Morgan died unexpectedly this week.
I did see that, Breakman, and I was gonna text you about it, and that's super sad because Morgan was an all time great, man.
His playing days were before my time, but you know, growing up in the city, obviously he was part of the big Red machine, so we all the time see videos of Joe Morgan play.
He's also a great broadcaster too. I really loved listening to Joe Morgan broadcast. I wish he would have stayed in broadcasting longer because he was
well, around
one of the
here.
Greats.
I know him more for having his own car dealership because his commercials are on all the time.
Yeah, it's like John Elway here had car dealerships. Man, you can't get away from John Elway here. But yeah, okay. Anything else, Brake?
No, that's it. I mean, there's plenty of other things we can talk about, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about one that you might be interested in a little bit later, Brake, man. But Eric, what do you have for your stinko?
My stinko is my birthday was a blowout because my allergies kicked my ass so bad, my eyes were constantly irritated all day. So, and I couldn't enjoy my day off because I took the day off for my birthday.
Yuck, that sucks.
And it continued on until Wednesday because it was that bad. Yeah. I mean, it got better by the middle of Wednesday, but it still wasn't that great.
Yeah, allergies suck, man. I just, right now as we speak, like my right eye is like burning. Like, it must be dog hair because I'm like dying and I even put eye drops in it.
And
it
I'm almost sucks. Certain I agitated my condition without my allergies on Monday when the bail machine had a blowout and because all the wires are broke and a bunch of that had to be picked up and a lot of dirt. Those people that put the stuff on the carts, they just throw whatever in there and some of that has dust in it and it probably got in my eyes.
Yeah.
So it made it worse.
That sucks, dude. Yeah, I know how allergies are, Eric. It cause a lot of issues that, I mean, it seems like minor to a lot of people, but it really isn't, man, especially if you had bad allergies. Freak 5 has a shitty stinko. He says, my wife had to take a medical retirement last year. This month, her long-term disability was cut to $1 a month because Social Security was giving her money because we have, oh, God, how stupid. I mean, this is... It's another reason why we need Medicare for All. I've touted Medicare for All for years on this show, and You know, I'm sorry to hear that. Freak.
Well, if Trump gets his way, it'll be Medicare for none.
Yeah, you know. Well, yeah. I mean, Medicare for less, for sure. Like, but the ACA sucks anyways, man. Like, I don't
disagree, but, like, just his whole plan is, oh, well, yeah, we've got insurance. Oh, I've definitely got a plan. Dude, you've been telling us for 4 years now you've got an insurance plan you've never showed us.
Never.
Well, I've got this executive order where I'm going to make it so existing conditions are covered with an executive order. Well, it's a fucking executive order. Yeah. It's about as good as the fucking paper written on.
Yeah. Freak Pie says...
Kind of like how Joe Biden has a COVID relief plan, which sounds cool until you realize he's Joe Biden and he probably won't follow through on it.
He's not going to follow through anything. He doesn't... I mean, I can go on and on about Joe Biden, but Freak Pie says that it isn't even like it's getting decreased by the amount she is getting. Otherwise, it would go back up when our son turns 18. Yeah, that's just stupid, man. I fucking hate the healthcare system here. And, like, the different insurance options and stuff like that, it just really sucks. Weiland says, Stinko, I guess, have to fill out a form for some replacement disc in my Friday the 13th. Oh, I heard about that, like, there was a scene missing from one, and Friday the 13th Part 3, there was some issues, and that sucks, Weiland. But, I guess it's a minor thing. You'll be able to...
You know what? When I bought my... the Japanese version of Samurai Pizza Cats from Right Stuff, I didn't have to fill out a fucking form or replace it with this. They just sent them to me.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Samurai Pizza Cats. That's something I haven't thought about in a while.
They didn't even tell her she got the dollar and had to contact them to find out why. God damn it, Freak. That really sucks, man. I fucking hate that shit, Freak Five. Like, I hope good stuff for your family, man. I just, man, that really sucks. Yeah, man. Maybe, I mean, on the humorous side of thing, hopefully this is a little humorous. Maybe less stinkos disparaging Frank moments might help that. You know, maybe the gods will look kinder on you, Freak Five. I don't know, but no, that really sucks, Freak Five. I'm sorry to hear that. Like, I really wish that, you know, our government would think about things just a little bit different. I'm not saying become a total socialist nation, but we have socialism for the rich. Why can't we have it for everyday average people? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't really affect the viewing experience for him. Weiland said, yeah, I know, but I mean, you do want the... There was one scene where it was a really cool kill with, you know, this... I can't remember which Friday 13th, but like the wrist, like going... I think it was Jason Goes to Hell where, you know... someone's wrist like were protruding through their skin and they took that out. So I mean that, you know, whatever. I don't know. But anyways, God damn, that's just really bad news, Freak Five, that I don't even know what to say. Anything else, Eric, on yours?
No, that's all my stinko.
Okay, mine real quick, I'll go through mine real quick. The latest PlayStation update does something that I'm not a fan of. Changed the parties a little different, and I'm not I don't know if that's terrible, but the fact that your private conversations can be recorded and sent to Sony is a big no for me. I think that's terrible. I don't think your private conversations on any platform should be able to be reviewed by Sony or the government or anybody. So that's a huge thing, and it really sucks, and I hope Sony does something to address that soon, because that's a terrible thing in the latest update, that people are able to record your conversation, your private conversations, and then have Sony review it. And I understand that there's, like, you know, trying to curb trolls and dickheads online, but that's a whole can of worms that I don't think they should go down. And then my last one is Democrats. I mentioned them earlier with you, Breakman, but the reason, and specifically Nancy Pelosi. Trump laid out a plan to give everybody a stimulus of 1.8, I think, billion or trillion. I think it's trillion. 1.8 trillion stimulus plan that would actually give us that $1,200 that everybody's been fucking desperately waiting for months now.
Still isn't like $2,000, but it's something.
Yeah, at least it's something. And she's the one that's holding it up. Now, I know there was reports. Yeah,
and the reason why she's doing this is because she wants to make Trump look bad.
Yeah.
Having him not being able to get his stuff done. Because right. they're filibustering against him like the GOP would do against Obama.
Yeah, well, I mean,
which, you know,
yeah, cool. Like for me, it's just this is something that's always been the way with the two-party system. It's always going to be
filibuster.
Yeah,
like they're going to think of ways and come up with ways to make sure they counteract each other.
And see, this is the exact wrong thing that they should have been fighting against. They should have been finding every which way they could to delay this stupid SCOTUS pick, you know. But instead, they're. I mean, Dianne Feinstein was like A-okay and hugging Lindsey Graham after the fucking confirmation hearing. And I'm like, you know, that's one fight that they should be taking up. And then the last thing that they should be worried about is Trump, like Trump's reputation. His reputation is already tarnished all to hell.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
we're
talking about Pelosi. Like, we've talked about this before. She is spiteful, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, she's worthless.
When she became the Speaker of the House this last time, there was a whole thing that AOC was opposing her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, well, okay, well, she won, and AOC was like, okay, that's cool. Well, you know, then she did stuff to just to undermine AOC and just kind of kick her out, you know?
Yeah.
AOC decided to suck up to her because she realized she couldn't win, and then she gave up on her own principles. And then, until she realized Pelosi had betrayed her, and now she doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi is a very, very powerful woman. Like, make no bones about it. She is super, uber powerful. But you know what? Even the most powerful can be taken down. And I hope there's a guy running against her in San Francisco named Shahid Buttar. If you live out in California in that district, vote for Buttar, man. Like, get her the fuck out of there.
This is why we need term limits. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. It's not only to protect us from ourselves, it's to protect the rest of the country from these people like her,
Schumer,
and Mitch McConnell that have been in office for 40 fucking years.
I couldn't agree more. Two terms and get the fuck out. Get more fresh ideas in there. You know, I think two terms is long enough. 8 years. We give the president two terms. Why can't we do it for fucking Congress? You know, it's just stupid. It's a dumb thing that we have people that are career politicians. There should never be a career politician in this country ever.
You know what our founding fathers did when their terms were over? They went back to work on their farms usually because they needed to make money still.
That's the way it should be, man.
But these politicians are making money by being in office.
Yeah, and you know what's – I mean, Nancy Pelosi is worth $130 goddamn million dollars. And we're all sitting here waiting for a $1,200 check? Get the fuck out of here, man. Democrats are worthless losers, man, just like Republicans. So we talk about it all the time, Break, man. They just need to fucking go away. We need to break the duopoly somehow and have multiple parties. You know, it's not unprecedented. Look, England has like four or five different parties, even though
it's the way it used to be. Yeah. The country didn't start out as a two-party system.
No, yeah.
Republicans and Democrats took over.
Yeah, and it needs to change. But anyways, we need to move on to... Yeah. Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
They digitally altered a dong?
What, is it bigger or is it smaller now?
Most likely bigger, Eric, but who cares for one? But, oh man, that's funny. I would think
they'd like edit it out is what he means, but if they made it bigger, that would be awesome.
It would be awesome, man. That's funny as fuck, man.
Imagine the actor like watching on video, like, holy shit, look what they did to them. Oh my god.
I could.
He'd be calling up everybody, like, you've got to watch this video.
I think they did, like, I think it was Bruce Willis in Color of Night. I think they did a little editing there to make his junk look a little bit bigger. Yeah. Yeah.
Willis,
I'm pretty sure.
Why are you always showing your penis, Bruce Willis? We've seen it, okay?
Exactly. All right, Sweet of the Week, Break, man. What you got?
Mine goes to the Twitter putting a going to war with Trump, basically, and McKinney and all of them by putting a ban on that story that the Post is circulating about the that Rudy Giuliani, you know, started, and all the what do you call those people? The investigative teams have been saying for a while now, like, he's been working with you know, Russian underground mobsters and spies and shit like that for months to gather all this evidence. And now he finally has it, and he tries to post it online. You know, if the, well, Post takes up with it for whatever reason, even though they've been warned repeatedly. This is happening. He's been doing this for, you know, all year long.
So yeah, anyway. I have a little different take on this break. Is your Sweeto that they took that story down, Twitter did?
Or? That they're blocking people from posting it.
I actually think this is a bad precedent. Like, I understand the sentiment, and some of the details in that story are sketchy at best, but the emails are 100% accurate, man. Like, and like, to censor a story like that, I think that's a very bad...
They didn't verify the story for the most part. They're going with, you know, Rudy Giuliani has this proof here, proof that he got from Russia.
Here's the proof that you need, Brake. The emails are the things in particular that I'm talking about. They asked Hunter and they asked Joe Biden about those, and they did not deny. Now, if they were not true, I think they would have vehemently denied that those emails weren't true.
I'm not arguing that those emails aren't real. I'm saying that the story and the source.
Yeah, yeah.
They just posted it as is without, you know, really questioning it, without investigating yourself.
Instead of, like, censoring that story, they should have did what they were doing before, and, like, you know, some of the parts of this story are unverifiable when you tweet it out. You know what I mean? That's what they should have done. Like, I think the censoring thing to me is the thing that bothers me the most about that. Like, I agree with you for the most part, Breakman. Like, that story was pretty much junk except for those emails, which I think is kind of big.
Yeah, like, I'm not defending Biden in any way. Don't get me wrong. That's not what this is about. This is about, like, for me, you know, right wing trying to pass everything they can off is like, oh, he's like, he's the bad guy. They're the bad guy. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. Well, look at the story they were posing this week about, what was it? Osama bin Laden still alive.
Oh yeah. This is stupid nonsense like that. You know, that was Trump retweeting shit that he has no idea about. Actually, he should know about, because he's got access to all the like classified info on the death of bin Laden and stuff like that.
He's A, an idiot, and B, he thinks he's the smartest person around. Yeah, so it doesn't matter what info people have. Like, he always believes that he's smarter.
Yeah, that is true.
And he doesn't lie about that. He tells everybody, like doctors are so surprised how smart I am, and, like, I'm more of an expert on this subject than anybody.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever subject it is.
I mean, he's just full of hot air. There's no question. I can't stand Trump either, Breakman. I'm not in any shape, form, or fashion. I would never. Any misery that comes that guy's way is good misery to me. You know, like, I don't care. Like, fuck that guy. You know what I mean?
Pretty amazing. He got COVID last week, and he's already, like, or 2 weeks ago, and he's already back to, like, well, no, I guess it's been two and a half weeks. Now. Still kind of later, but, you know, he's, like, back on the trail like nothing happened and all.
Oh, yeah, not wearing a mask and all that, you know, all that type of stuff.
I mean, and he's gotten worse since he got, like, we've always talked about maybe he'd take this seriously if he caught it. No, he got worse.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, yeah. I cannot believe how fucking insane this shit is. Now he's going around like, well, now I can't get it ever again because I've got the cure, and not my blood is now the cure and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
he's just so stupid. Like, it's been proven over and over. You can get it twice. Like,
yeah. Remdesivir is just a treatment. It's not a cure.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, no, he says his blood is the cure. He said that.
Well, he's Jesus. Didn't you know that? He's the second coming.
Did he, like, get a blood re-injection
second,
or something?
He says the second coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he might have second-cummed, but that doesn't mean he's the second coming. You know? But okay, yeah, grabbing people and, by
but
the
yeah, you know. Like the basically like Twitter cracking down on well on the right wing yeah. mostly because it just felt funny to me.
Yeah, I think it's funny and it's ironic. Like you know, it's like just so happens that that's the story that they chose to censor. But you know. Well, I just have my issues. Well, what else you got for your sweet old
I mean, but they blocked McKinney, which makes me happy. COVID Barbie got blocked.
Yeah, yeah. She got blocked for a while, but she's reinstated. Like, they backtracked everything. But what else
hey,
you got?
They always will, because now, like, Ted Cruz is talking about, look, we got to get Twitter in here. We're going to have this. We're subpoenaing them. The censorship has to stop type stuff. So.
Yeah, in a way, I agree with that, but I understand what you're saying, Brake, like the nonsense behind it. But see, that's the thing. Twitter drew attention to itself. It should have just let the story out, and people could decide for themselves. It was total nonsense, man.
Just total I don't know, nonsense. Because of what's been going on with media lately, or social media, I shouldn't say lately, but QAnon, for instance, how widely that spread because they didn't do anything to address them.
Yeah, well, that's
and
true
now
too.
To the point where we have politicians,
yeah.
who believe this stuff.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Brake. But I mean, that if you start there, then it never stops. And then next time,
these are their platforms, and see what happens when you know they.
Yeah.
They don't do what they're supposed to do.
They need to be government regulated. These big social media platforms need to be government regulated. I know that's controversial.
I don't
but,
know. Like I go back and forth on that. I don't know.
Yeah, I do too, Breakman. But it's like the internet itself. Like I think the internet should just be open for everybody and treated as a utility, just like electricity. You know what I mean? Like that's the way it should be. Like that way the prices stay about the same. They go up every once in a while a little bit because, you know, cost of living type stuff, but I mean censorship in its own right is not never a good thing.
I get your argument. I get your argument. But just what I've seen over the last year, especially like how brainwashed people can be, like it just
yeah,
it's changed my opinion in a lot of ways.
Well, there's that, Breakman, but you got to figure that's only like what 20 to 30% of the population, and they're never.
It seems like it's because that's just what's on. You know, who's had access to it at
yeah,
this point?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
these kind of things spread by word of mouth too.
And
I mean, look what happens with these people. They go fucking nuts, and they go into Pizzagate, or they try and kidnap governors in Michigan.
Yep. No, you're right. I mean, there's, I can see both sides, but I think one side's a slippery slope that's worse.
No,
you know?
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, I've just seen how, especially over the last year, like, how stupid people are.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Breakman. I don't think we're very far off. I think there's a happy medium somewhere in there, somewhere, you know.
It's got
to
be. There
but,
has to be.
All right. Anything else, Break?
No.
All right, Eric, what you got?
For Speedos.
Yes.
To counteract how awful my birthday actually was, Frank got me some money and I used that to order the Robotics Notes Elite and Double Robotic Notes Dash Double Pack.
Oh, that's good, man. I'm glad you got something good, man. That's really cool. What else you got, Eric?
Michael B. Jordan is the producer of the Static Shock movie that's coming out.
Ooh, that's good. That's good, man. Michael B. Jordan is turning out to make quite a name for himself in Hollywood. I like Michael B. Jordan quite a bit.
I think he's really good. I just hope he's not planning on playing Static Shock.
Yeah, that's one
thing.
He's
too old.
that's exactly the point. It's like they need somebody young to play Static.
Although he's not super old, but yeah, he could not play Static Shock. No,
Jaden
no, he's,
Smith,
I'm not
maybe.
Saying he's old, but Static's a high school kid.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, Freak Vice says his sweetos. While the issue with long-term disability cuts our income by $500 a month, our mortgage will be paid off in 6 months, and that will cut our bills by more than $500 a month. That is fantastic, Freak Five. You know what, Freak Five? Congratulations on that, because paying off a mortgage is one of the most satisfying things ever, dude. Like that is fantastic. And then nobody will ever be able to take your house. You know, that's really, really cool.
I think the only way old Static Shock would work would be to do the old Static Shock from the Batman Beyond episode.
Yeah.
Okay,
do like a time travel or multi-dimensional where they could have like an older version of Static.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, my quick Sweetos of the week. Bernie had her first experience with Rift Tracks these past few days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've watched a couple of Rift Tracks and a few clips of Twilight. I can't find the whole Twilight Rift Tracks movie anywhere, but we watched some of that, and it's... Man, it's something to behold. It's good stuff. And every one of my flowers that I've tried so far has been nothing but awesome. The only one that I was slightly disappointed in one, but that's just probably because it's not cured fully. But I got some good ass fucking harvest this year, so I'm really happy for that. But all right. Let's move on to something else everybody's been waiting for here. It's a free-for-all! Little man! Yeah, it's a free-for-all! Wow! Suck it! I am going to throw up because of something Bernie says. She says, it makes Twilight the greatest movie ever. That is not true.
No, not unless
it makes the movie bearable, sex more like.
It makes it bearable? That's awesome, man. What'd you say, Breakman? I didn't hear
you. Yeah, not unless there's like hardcore sex scenes added in or something. You
know? Yeah, but with somebody other than Kristen Stewart. Oh. Anyways. Okay, free for all. Of course, we're having our big somebody from Texas is calling me. I'm going to go ahead and end that phone call. Prosper,
why?
Texas.
I want to know who it is. I want to know more.
I should have answered it. But anyways.
It's live on the air. Like, hey.
I know. Hey. Yeah, exactly.
Is MXT calling you?
Yeah. You're live on the air. What do you want to say? Anyways.
Hello?
But anyways, we're doing our tournament for the greatest horror movie of all time this month. And we're on round three, gentlemen. And we have 16. And we're going to – by the end of – the show today, we will have 8 going into next week. Well, we will crown the greatest horror movie of all time. I gotta say, gentlemen, this week is going to be really, really tough. So why don't we get into it right away? Let's start at the top here. I got it on the screen for everybody in chat to see, and I think I sent you guys a screenshot. But at the top here, we got Scream versus Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and I'll start with Eric this time. Eric, what say you?
The choices. Sorry, I was trying to
type Scream something. And Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Probably gonna have to go with Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, going against your pick, Scream, Eric. That's interesting. I'm going to say Scream. I love both of these movies. I think they're both gems, but I think Scream was a game changer in a great way and very unique movie for its time.
I was going purely for like scare factor.
Yeah, I think Scream.
I think psychological horror of you slowly becoming insane because of the lack of sleep involved.
Yeah.
Would be scarier than what happens in Scream.
Yeah. Let's see. Breakman. Wait, Breakman.
Okay, I actually agree with both of the points you've made. Both of you, great points. Like Scream is, like you said, a game changer, and
yeah,
the whole idea of body snatchers is just horrifying. Like you can't sleep, you're fucked. And I mean, you don't want to be a pod person. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, Scream was just such a game changer. It's hard for me to vote against Scream. It's a great movie. It still holds up very well.
Yeah.
I think like the 80s, with, what's his name? Donald Sutherland, that one
yes.
probably still holds
yes.
up. Like the older versions of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Yeah. I don't hold up as well. It's been a long time since I've seen him. So.
By the skin of its teeth, I'm gonna go with Scream here. I think Body Snatchers is Breakman. You made a very compelling point last week for Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Like not having control over a situation, almost any situation is like horrific and scary in itself. But I think Scream just edges Invasion of the Body Snatchers. So I'm gonna go with Scream here. So Scream moves on.
Scream also plays in the thing I hate like more than anything is high school.
Yeah. Freak Five says, Frank, have you harvested your pandemics? How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you? Freak Five also agrees with you and I, Break Man. He says, Scream, I haven't seen Invasion in a long time and haven't had the desire to. You really should. It's a good movie. It kind of holds up still. It's not, you know, it's got the old 70s, 80s, you know, early 80s type, you know, dress and stuff like that. But if you look at it purely as like a period piece, I think it would hold up really well, especially in 4K if they ever come out with a 4K version of it. That I would be really, really interested. It's like when Bernie and I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre a few weeks back, it was like a whole different movie in 4K. You know, it's like a period piece. Like she said it perfectly. But let's move on to the next matchup here. Let's actually go to the bottom of the bracket here and let's do The Thing versus Event Horizon. And I'm going to go with you, Breakman, first.
Damn it. This is both sci-fi horror.
Yes.
As much as I like Event Horizon, I think it's one of the best like haunted house type movies. You know, it's on a spaceship in space and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just the thing has probably the best ending to any movie. Just any horror movie, it's got the best ending, I think. Yeah, The Thing.
Okay, Eric, what say you?
I'm going to have to go with The Thing.
Okay, I think I'm going to make it, Event Horizon. So I'll just be contrarian.
I've not watched Event Horizon, so I can't comment on
that. I'm going to be contrarian. I'm going to go with Event Horizon, but the Thing is definitely worthy of moving on. Slagar's in chat. Welcome, Slagar. He says, anything other than The Thing, any version, and this is baloney.
Does this mean he's finally forgiven us for the NES fiasco?
No, he's saying anything other than...
No, you mean the N64 one.
N64, yeah.
Yeah. I think... what do you got against The Thing, Slagar? Or do you like The Thing?
No, he's saying if we chose anything but The Thing, we're an idiot.
Yeah,
you
know what? I'm changing my vote too because The Thing is an all-time great sci-fi movie. It's really, really good. It's really, really good. Okay, let's go back to the top here, gentlemen.
And Keith David and Kurt Russell. I mean, come on, The Thing.
Yeah. Freak Five, like I can seriously send you something, but it's gonna
maybe they can make a sequel to The Thing called Escape from The Thing.
Freak Five, what
That'll
I'll do is
Nick Plissken getting rid of.
Yeah. Freak Five, what I'll do is I plan on making some brownies. When I make brownies, I'll send you some, man. That'll be better. It'd be easier and not, you know. But the stuff is better than The Thing. How dare you, Freak Five? That gets you another exile. Okay. Next matchup at the top of the bracket here, gents. Dawn of the Dead. The great Dawn of the Dead versus the great Halloween. And I'm going to go first on this one. I honestly, guys, this is one of the toughest matchups in the whole bracket. I go back and forth over and over looking at this, and I honestly, I might need chat's help. I might need to take an El Paso on this one because it is so good. Dawn is so good. Halloween is so good. I honestly don't know what to pick. What say you, Breakman?
Oh, man. Halloween's got the theme song. I mean, it's got William Shatner.
William
Halloween
Shatner
versus
what are you talking
yeah,
about?
The mask.
Is
William Shatner mask.
Yeah.
Inside Out. It's what was it? Halloween versus Dawn of the Dead. Yeah.
The original.
Yes.
Yeah, is this the original. Or
the original. It's the original.
Halloween's got like that great theme song, and it really. They started a franchise, but Dawn of the Dead, I mean, the original Dawn of the Dead, and Mrs. Breakman likes the remake a lot. We watch that a lot.
I like the remake, too.
What's that?
I like the remake, too, but I didn't put it on the original list.
I'm going to go with Halloween, because Michael Myers is just he's a terrifying walking nightmare.
I'm going to go with chat, and I'm going to say Dawn of the Dead, even though it almost kills me to say that. But what say you, Eric? You're the tiebreaker.
I said Halloween already.
Oh, okay. Halloween. Halloween moves on in a 2-1 vote. I knew it was going to be close, gents. Like, that match was really, really hard for me to pick. I'm wearing a Halloween hat right now and a Michael Myers t-shirt. So. Okay, I'm getting a little bit of feedback here. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But let's see. Next matchup, The Shining, I don't see how it could be anything other than one of the greatest horror movies of all time. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made the top 16. Versus another great movie, Alien. I'll go with you, Eric. What say you?
Probably I was going to go with the Alien.
Okay,
even though I saw The Shining, the fact that I know that he fucked up Shelley Duvall, or Kubrick fucked up Shelley Duvall during filming, that diminishes my enjoyment of the movie a little bit.
Okay, I know the history of that, but no, I can't. I look at just the movie. The Shining is an all-time great for more reasons than I can even explain on this show. Collative Learning does a great breakdown and analysis of The Shining, as well as Alien and a bunch of The Thing and a bunch of other great movies. But The Shining, to me, is probably, I'm going to go ahead and say it, guys. The Shining is probably my favorite scary movie of all time. I got to go with The Shining. So, Breakman, it's up to you to break the tie.
Okay, let me see here. Alien is one of the most horrifying movies I saw as a kid. And, I love the sequel. The sequel is amazing. But the first one, I didn't want to watch it again after, watching that thing bust right out of his fucking chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now as an adult, you think about it, and it's like, wait, those fucking facehuggers raped the victim. So they rape them, and then they murder them. It's fucked up.
Bernie's saying listen to Mrs. Break.
Yeah, but I like to sleep at night, so I have to go to Shining.
The Shining moves on, barely moves on.
Seriously, I picked The Shining because Stanley Kubrick is just, he is a master. And if you watch the movie, it's one of those movies you can watch and watch and watch again because of all the hidden details and stuff. It's like watching a Marvel movie modern times.
Yeah. All right, The Shining gets into the... You guys still there?
What the hell did you just do?
That was really weird.
He hit the honk button.
way to be wrong again, Breakman.
Goose came, didn't he?
You're pissing Wyland off, Breakman. He's like, way to be wrong again, Break. No, in this case, Wyland, Breakman is exactly right. The Shining is an absolute great, great movie. Okay, we're going to move on to the next matchup here. And that's not taking anything away from Alien, because I love Alien. If we were doing a sci-fi... there would be a no-brainer. Alien probably be number one. Okay, next matchup here is another great matchup. The Witch versus Evil Dead 2. I'm going to start with Breakman on this one.
That's not even a question. Evil Dead 2. Shining can eat the nun's ass.
Wyland, you're going to get an exile, you son of a bitch.
This one for me, easy. Evil Dead 2 is my favorite movie on the list.
Okay, that's an easy one for you. What about you, Eric? The Witch versus Evil Dead 2.
I have not seen Evil Dead 2, so I'm going with The Witch.
Okay, so it's up to me. Do I break Breakman's heart here? Because I love The Witch. Oh, this is
If you prefer The Witch, then go for The Witch.
No, I'm thinking just purely just from... I gotta go Evil Dead 2, Breakman. Like normally I would love to break your heart, but The Witch is a great movie. I think The Witch is super scary as well, but Evil Dead 2 is just a great, great movie, and it ratchets up Evil Dead 1 tenfold. It's a remake of 1, basically, but it's just done so well and such a great...
Every time they zoom the camera over to the basement, I get chills.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Really, really good. Okay, next matchup, gentlemen. Nightmare on Elm Street versus The Exorcist. Two iconic movies. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to pick Nightmare on Elm Street. I think overall, The Exorcist was definitely a game changer and a once-in-a-lifetime movie. I really, really think Nightmare on Elm Street's a great scary movie, the first one. You can, say what you will about the sequels. I don't want to hear about sequels, because if we're going to go into sequels, Exorcist 2 was probably one of the worst horror movies I think I've ever seen. But I'm going with Nightmare on Elm Street. I think Freddy Krueger in the first one was one of the scariest things I think I've ever seen. So what say you, Breakman?
You know what, as a kid, this, Freddy Krueger was one of the scariest things. I talked about it with Body Snatchers movies, you know, like how you couldn't go to sleep. The same thing with Freddy.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying. What? She's insulting me and stuff. She's calling me a fucking pansy. She's repeating that.
What? Well, I mean, it's probably true, but, you know.
I was going with Freddy. And
yeah, but that is Freddy. Good. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
What say you, Eric?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, Nightmare on Elm Street moves on. Beats The Exorcist. Clean sweep. And that's actually kind of controversial because The Exorcist is definitely one of the greatest horror movies of all time.
It is. Like, The Exorcist is a good movie. It's just, yeah, like, as a kid, Freddy was probably the scariest thing to me. Like, he was scarier than any of the other monsters because you, like, you fall asleep and you're fucked. What can you do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, for sure. Okay. Yeah, it's that. You know what? I think you have a problem with helplessness, Breakman. Like you talked about Invasion of the Body Snatchers and now Nightmare on Elm Street with the sleeping. So there's a theme going on there, Breakman. I think you have a hidden phobia that we can all make.
I don't like not being in control. I don't think that's a phobia. That's I'm a narcissist. Yeah, I'm going with that.
Narcissist. Let's see. Weiland says, I had to delete the message I had typed, Frank. Good on you. I have no idea. Probably my pick of Evil Dead 2.
The witch shining and the nun.
Yeah. It had to do with the witch shining and the nun. The shining is my favorite.
Wait, is it like, do they go into a bar joke or something?
Exactly. Okay. Next matchup here. This is another tough one, guys. Wreck versus Get Out. Eric, I'll start with you.
I'm going to go Get Out, because even though I like the Wreck movie that you showed me, the original, actually, you showed me Wreck 2, not the original Wreck. But I have not seen Wreck, so my only firm rest is Get Out, so I'm going with Get Out.
Okay, I think Get Out is a generational type movie. I think it is fabulous. But if we're going for scare factor, I think Wreck is the scarier movie, especially the original Wreck. It's got a subplot that is just really, really cool. I'm going with Wreck. So it's up to you, Breakman. What survives?
I've never seen either one of them. So I've told the chat this is up to them. Whoever they vote for is who we're going to pick. And right now it's 2-1 Wreck.
Okay. Is that what we get here? Wreck? 2-1 Wreck? Anybody else voting?
There's still two people who haven't voted, so...
Mm.
Do you want to give that a second?
Yeah.
Okay, looks like it's up to Crunch Chip Chip, Commander Root, Electrical Longboard, Thicker, and anybody else in there that I didn't mention.
Yeah.
So we'll hold off on that, but it's leaning towards Wreck right now.
All right now, how about we give it a minute? How about we give it until the end of the next one?
Okay, we'll do the next one, and then whatever happens, we'll decide. But it's real close between Wreck and Get Out now. All right, Silence of the Lambs versus the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I'm going to start with you, Breakman.
Well, I'm still pissed at the Silence of the Lambs from last week, so fuck the Silence of the Lambs. Chainsaw Massacre all the way.
Okay, Texas. What say you, Eric?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay, clean sweep. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I do think Silence of the Lambs is a great movie and definitely worthy of being in the top eight, but it just ran up against a chainsaw in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre moves on. Freak Five says, I think Break should ask the voice of reason, Mrs. Breakman, what wins between Wreck and Get Out.
I don't think she's seen either of them either. Have you ever seen Wreck?
No.
No, she's never seen them either.
Oh, you guys are missing out. You guys should have.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
Yeah. Freak Five says, Silence of the Lambs isn't a horror movie. You're wrong, Freak Five. I think we discussed this last week. All right. So what is it, Wreck? I think Wreck gets to move on, right?
Yep, it looks like that. Yes, Wreck
moves. All right, Wreck moves on. All right, so now we are down to the final eight, gentlemen. The the matchups for next week, and you know, we'll do the finals next week, but we got Scream going up against Halloween. That's a great matchup. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I think the favorite of this tournament to go up against the underdog Wreck, which I love Wreck. Nightmare on Elm Street going up against Evil Dead is another great matchup, and The Shining goes up against The Thing. So we have 8 great horror movies on tap for you guys. Next week we will determine.
I think Chainsaw Massacre has moved up to like the number one, like seed. It's the favorite now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Halloween, Scream. There's heavy hitters. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, there are. I'm just saying right now it seems like Texas Chainsaw Massacre is not the favorite to win.
Okay. All right. So next week is going to be a loads of fun. You guys got to start thinking about what our next tournament is going to be, hopefully gaming related. But we will determine that next week. We'll ask chat and
Super Nintendo or Genesis best game.
Oh, we could do that. Those are your choices, Eric. We'll ask chat. If you have an idea of what our next tournament should be, start thinking about that.
Game related.
It doesn't necessarily have to be gaming.
I know, but the non-game related ones never win. But I want to do favorite game shows.
Oh, that's interesting. We could do that. Okay, we'll you know what? We'll each come.
I don't watch enough to comment on that.
We'll each come up with an idea, and we'll ask chat next week what it should be, and then that's how we've been determining. Except for this month was arbitrary, but every other I've been asking chat. So we'll ask chat to vote next week. So you want to be in chat if you want?
We got the request of knowing the horror TV show.
Horror TV shows. Okay, that's another interesting idea. We'll put it out there, and then we'll give people a week to think about it and send their submissions to @RPGrinders. And if we get any submissions, we'll all vote in chat. You have to be in chat, or if you want your voice heard, just let us know @RPGrinders. But next week, we will determine the greatest horror movie of all time. So it's going to be a ton of fun. Hope you guys can join us. So, all right, that's going to do it. Let's start our plugs. Let's start with you, Eric.
You can find reviews I've written for games on sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com. If you like what I've written, you can go to my Patreon and send me as little as $1 to support me. That would help out. And my Patreon link is in my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG. I haven't read anything this week because I've been working 10-hour days or being sick.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
I hope you have a better weekend than I'll have.
Let's hope for the best, Eric. I mean, you know, maybe something will come up, make your weekend a little bit better. You know what I mean? All right. Breakman, you're up.
I know what Frank is really afraid of.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How dare you? How dare you, you son of a bitch? How dare you? Do you have plugs this week, or are we just going to listen to harmonica for the next 5 minutes?
I mean, the only silver lining would be having to work 10-hour days and then Saturday for 6 hours is I get extra money, which will probably help me buy glasses, because I need a new pair.
Freak 5 says, yay, almost to the best part of the show, break playing the harmonica. Don't encourage him, Freak 5.
Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. He's getting better. That's what's sad. Breakman's getting better at harmonica. That's what's really, really sad about this whole thing. Your plugs, you son of a bitch.
You can follow me @Break_Man on Twitter and @RPGrinders, or you can ask Dear Breakman a question. You know, like today, we helped you get away with murder. you know, if you get caught, it's your own fucking fault. Don't blame us.
Yeah, you didn't listen to us. You did something wrong.
Yeah, obviously, if you get caught, you did something wrong. So,
yeah. Railroad cop. How dare you, Freak 5. Freak 5's exiled again. All right, any other plugs, Break?
That's it.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. You can follow the show, of course, @RPGrinders. You can follow me on any of the systems, @RPGrinders. And let me give chat a shout-out. We had Commander Root. Crunch Chip Chip was in chat. Electrical Longboard. Bernie was in chat. Wyland was in chat. Lurks was in chat. Thicker was in chat. Freak Fives was in chat. Our good friend Slagar was in chat. And I don't think I forgot anybody. I think I got everybody. So thank you all for chat. And thank you to the archive listeners. You guys really, the numbers keep going up week to week. So thank you guys for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And all the Twitch people, too, made it possible. In particular, Freak Five, and there were a couple other shout-outs I forgot. You know, people that followed us on Twitter that put us over the top to become a Twitch affiliate. So that was really, really something really cool. So thank you guys so much, and gals. Really, really appreciate it. So I think that's about it. Anything else, gentlemen?
I'm being asked to name the harmonica in chat.
I suggested Harmy.
I like that name.
Harmy. Maybe make a Twitter account. How dare you? Don't encourage him, Freak Five. Jesus Christ, man.
Putting the harm in harmonica.
Oh, boy. Yeah, exactly. Great tagline, Eric. Putting the harm in harmonica. There you go. Oy way. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
What do you guys think of a possible live-action Spider-Verse with all the Spider-Man?
Awesome. Great. I'd love it. That'd be awesome. Okay, without further ado, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Take care, everybody.